Today's shiur is dedicated for Eschus for Refuah Shleima for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Chaf Beis. We will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara. There was a woman that Darta Labarta that made a nether that she would not have any connection with her daughter. Asla kamed Rabbi Yochanan, and now she wanted to be matan neder, so she came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Ila, have you that? Were you aware, the Amrit, the Amram, Megertech, Allah, the Bertech, that your neighbors will say regarding your daughter? Ila, loy chamas ba chima, chamas ba ima milan da ziva, had not her mother seen that her daughter was acting inappropriately, that she was acting so inappropriately that the mother felt the need to make such a nether? B'chti lo yadarta, would you have made such a nether? Says about me adarta, would you made such a nether? Amalei. So the woman said, of course not. I never would have made a nether if the price of making the nether would be that people would speak about me and my daughter this way, v'sharyeh. So the Rishonim point out, as we discussed quite extensively in our previous year, there is a discussion in our Gemara. Rav Asi spoke about it in our previous year. A discussion in our Gemara, if when a chacham is matan nether, is he allowed to use charata as a reason to be matan nether? And here we have seemingly a proof that charata, regret, is invalid, is inadequate to be matan nether. Because instead of going through this conversation, what would have you realized the repercussions, what people will say about you, what wouldn't they just say, don't you have charata on your nether? The fact that that wasn't the conversation here is a proof that charata is inadequate. Says the Gemara, Barbati, the Rabbi Yonah Saba, Osla Kamed Rabbi Yonah Saba, came in front of Yom Saba, Amal Heva, Ila have you at the Pasup in Pesach. Had you been aware that if a person makes a nether, they would open up his book in Shemayim, or Misham Shem Bavdach, and they would check on your behavior, Mina Dart, would you make a nether that if you would have realized that the repercussions of making a nether is that in Shemayim they causes them to review your behavior. Amalei, and she said, Loi, I would have never made such a nether v'shariyeh. Because, ask all the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rosh, why by making a nether is a cause that in Shemayim they should review your behavior? So they explain that a person who makes a nether is obviously considering himself a chassid. He's obviously considering himself a very great individual because he's confident that he's going to fulfill what he accepted upon himself. If you consider yourself such a chassid, so in Shemayim, they're going to check if indeed you are a chassid. Another pshat that they say is that, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, particularly the opinion of Rameyer, Toivash Loi Tidur, Rameyer says the best act of behavior is not to make a nether at all. And therefore, somebody who does make a nether is doing something that he's not supposed to do. And when he does something that he's not supposed to do, then it causes that in Shemayim they should start reviewing. Another pshat I saw is that he made a nether that he's not going to get involved in different business activities. And what happened was that because of that, people started examining if they should start examining who he was financially. And that's what he said. The Pinkasach here is not Shemayim. The Pinkasach here is you yourself. So many Mefarshim asked the question. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, V'apichas Pesuach V'yad Kosevis, that every one of us there's a record in Shemayim on our behavior. So what asks asked the Mefarshim, was unique about this situation. We're all going to be examined. So Masha says that Pinchas Pesuach, Vayat Kesevis, is referring to people who already did Averis. And Rechon Tzlan, the Mishnah teaches us that everybody's act as they do an Avera are recorded. Here we're obviously referring to a situation of an individual who was not a Baal Avera. And what he was being told is by acting this way, they're going to open up and cause in Shemayim that they should write down his behavior. Amar Rab Abba Mikra, what is the proof from a pasuk that somebody who makes Nadarim causes that they should open up his records in Shemayim? Because the pasuk says, in Mishlei v'acher Nadarim, after somebody makes a neder l'vaker, they begin to examine who he is. V'avgav the pasuk Rabbi Yanilei, even though Rabbi Yanai did use this as a Pesach, how to be meter a neder, says the Gemara, anan lo paschin alai b'ha. We are not matan neder this way, because we're concerned that a person, when he's faced with this type of a comment from the Rav to whom he's going to be matan neder, who is the person that will be able to honestly say to the Rav, I would have made the neder anyway? There are very few people that would have the temerity to say that to the Rav. And because of that, we have to be concerned that maybe he's not sincere with what he's saying, and therefore it's not used as a Pesach for a neder. Says the Gemara, and furthermore, we don't use another Maimer Chazal for Pesach or neder. My Pesach lay, Rav Gamliel Ahu Saba, how did Rav Gamliel approach that elderly person that came to be mat and neder by him? He quoted the Pesach that says, Yesh Boit, also a Pesach in Mishlei, Yesh Boit, commit Goris Cherev, Vlosha Cham Merape. There's some word, the Pesach is speaking about individuals. With the way they speak, it causes that people should get into battle, and that it could even cause that people should be shayfech dam, they should do murder. Losha Chachamim Marpe, the power of the Chachamim is that they are able to bring peace, and because they are able to bring peace, therefore the tensions go down. The Metzudas David and the Ralbag have a different pshat. The Pasuk says that the Pasuk is referring to a person who speaks Lashon Hara, to an individual who's Moitzi Shemra. Those kind of talk causes terrible damage. Losh Chachamim Merape. But on the other hand, Tamid Chachamim, Tzadikim and Tamid Chachamim, on the contrary, speak in a very positive way. And because they speak in a very positive way, that's why they themselves bring a Yeshua to the world based on the way they speak. That's one pshat that I saw. And the other pshat that I saw is that other people learn from the way they speak. And because other people learn from the way they speak, that causes that everybody's speaking is much better. And that's how we avoid many problems. But the Gemara says, Kol Abayta, somebody who expresses a neder, Roy L'dokra B'cheref, should be stabbed. A person should be avoiding making the darim. But the Torah gave us a way how to solve that problem, because Chacham say that the Chacham can be matan neder. But the point of the way he was matan neder was by saying that realize the repercussions of your neder. And as we learned a moment ago, we need to be concerned that if he's faced with such a statement, he's going to say, of course I would have never made a neder, even though that's not necessarily the case. Says the Gemara, there's another pasuk that Rabbanim ought not to use for being matan neder. The Tanya Reb Nesson Omer, Hanoi de Kila Bonabama, if somebody makes a neder, it's considered as if he made a bama in the time when one may not make bamas, and somebody keeps the neder that he made, kilomakrel of carbon, it's considered as if he brought a carbon. And of course, since we may not bring carbonus, that's why we may not bring an abamba, that's why it's a way that, of course, nobody would ever say that I would have made a nether if I realized that. Why, explains the Ran, is making a nether similar to building a bama? So Ran explains, because somebody who makes a nether thinks that he's doing a mitzvah. Because he thinks that even though we don't have a mizbeach, we don't have kabbonis, I'm going to make a kabbama, I'm going to bring kabbonis. But of course, that's a very flawed reasoning. It is our place to only do what the Torah tells us to do. And somebody who adds to the Torah is not really doing the right thing, he's really doing the wrong thing. And the same thing is by somebody who makes a nether. Somebody makes a bama, is doing the wrong thing, and somebody makes a nether, similarly, is doing the wrong thing. The Ran gives another pshat, is that since we've learned so many times in our Masechta that the proper way of making a nether is by being matfis, by connecting the nether to a carbon. So quite typically, explains the Ran, when somebody makes a nether, he's going to be speaking about kabbonis, and that's why we have this comparison between the Dharma and Bama. The Shita gives a different explanation. Somebody who built the Bama did not yet do the Aveira. The Aveira is bringing kabbonis, not in the Beis Hamikdash. But once you build the Bama, you've taken the first steps towards doing an Aveira. Similarly, somebody makes a nether, the nether for itself is not necessarily the Aveira. The Aveira is that ultimately somebody makes a nether, and afterwards he's going to violate the nether, and therefore don't make nedarim. I did see that the Mefarish on the side here takes a very strict approach. And he says that when the Gemara says that somebody makes a nether, kilu bana bama, he explains that it's like he built, chas v'shalom, a bama for avodah zarah. And we certainly know that somebody builds a bama for avodah zarah is, of course, an extremely serious aveira. The Pnei Menachem says that the pshat in this Gemara is kilu bana bama. If somebody builds a bama, his intention is that everybody should say what a great tzaddik he is, that he's building bamas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know, says the Pnei Menachem, that that is not necessarily the case. It doesn't necessarily represent that he's a great tzaddik. And that's why that's why somebody who makes a bama is considered as somebody who built a bama. Another pshat that the Maral suggests is that somebody who builds a bama is a person who's separating himself from everyone else. I'm building my own private bama. And the same thing is when somebody makes a nether, I'm going to not do something that everybody else does. And we know that the rule is al tifish min hatzibur, that we shouldn't be different from everybody else. And that's why, says the Maral, somebody who makes a nether, who also is behaving differently than everybody else, is kilu bana bama, who is separating himself from everyone else. So I saw the Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal and his Sefer Mishnah, Rabbi Aaron, wonders why does the Gemara take such a sharp attitude to somebody who makes a nether kilu bana bama? We know building a bama is a very serious aveira. So he says that the issue, what is our requirement in Avodas Hashem? He says our requirement in Avodas Hashem is that we should be thinking about what are the repercussions of what we do. He says somebody that builds a bama is going to perhaps do something wrong. He's going to bring a carbon where on a time and a place where we won't be allowed to. And the same thing was with making a nether. A person should recognize that if I'm going to make a nether and accept something myself and then not be able to fulfill it, he's going to violate the serious aveira, which is constantly discussed in our Masechta, the serious aveira of violating a nether. When one makes a nether, says Rabbi Aaron, supposed to be thinking about that. And if you don't think about that, then you're considered like you built a bama. Says the Gemara, Bereisha, originally, it's right at the beginning of the Brice, it says, Hanoi de Kilbana Paschinaloi, that we are allowed to be Matan Neder. Beseifa, at the end, it says, Hamakaimai Kilo Makrov of Carbon. So, what is Pshat? Amabai Paschinan, we tell the Neder, we tell the person that by making a Neder, it's considered like you build a Behema. Rava says we don't even start with that type of conversation. In other words, the machloikis of Abai and Rava is, can we use that to begin the conversation for somebody who made the nether? Abai says we could start the conversation that way, whereas Rava says we shouldn't even start the conversation. Says the one Rav Kahana, Masal HaShmatzah, Bahadein Lishna. He learned this Gemara in the following version. Rav Tavyumi Masna, Rav Tavyuni described the Machlokes of Abaye and Rav Hochi. B'Seifa, the Brice, it says that HaMekayimus Nidroi is Kamaka B'chutz. Everybody agrees, Lepaschinon. To tell somebody that if you should know, the making a nether is to be considered like you brought Kabbanah's chutz of the Beis HaMikdash, is something we certainly do not say to somebody who's coming to be Matan Neder. Because were we to say it to such an individual, so the individual would never, we can never be confident that he's saying the truth. By Bereisha, what the first statement of this Braisa, of Abai says, that's not such a serious statement, and therefore it may be said to the person who's coming to be Matan Neder. Rava's opinion is loy paschinen, that even that statement is considered a very serious statement that we can't begin the Hataras Nedarim process with. Vilchasa, and says the Gemara, what is the halacha? Loy paschinen, that when somebody comes to be Matan Neder, we don't begin the conversation of being Matan Neder with either part of the statement. Loy paschinen, loy bereisha, that hanoi de kila banabama, and we know, similarly, we don't say Leibesefer that a kilo hikar of a love carbon. Continues the Gemara of Leibeschinen behind Nami the Shmuel. We also don't begin that Taurus Nadarm process with what Shmuel taught us, Dom Shmuel Abish Makaima, that even though somebody who builds a Bama is Nikar Rosh, that we don't tell the person that even do you realize that even if you kept a nether, you would be considered a Rosh. That also is something that we don't say because that's too strong of a statement to force, and we're concerned that the person won't be honest when he'll hear that statement, if he cares or not, and won't be a proper Hataras Nedarim. Amravo Mikra, where do we find in the Pasuk that if somebody made a nether and he fulfilled his obligation, he's still a Rasha? The Pasuk says, V'chiser del lindor lo yibachachet. If you will refrain from making the Dorim, you won't be doing an Avera. Yalef Chadola Chadola. And then we learn Xeris Shova. It says here the word Kisechto. Ksiv Hacha V'Kisechto Lindo. Ksiv Hasam Shom Rishoyim Chadlu Roigis. So we see that when the Pasuk speaks about the Rishoyim, the Torah says the word Chadlu. And as the Mitzudas Dovid explains, the Pasuk over there is speaking about that Shom, when the Rishoyim end up in the grave, they won't be able to do Averis anymore. And you see, so that's speaking about Rishoyim. Rabbi Yosef, Afanan Namitanina, we have bring another raya that somebody who makes a nether, and even if he fulfills the nether, he's considered a Rosha. Afanan Namitanina, because we learned earlier in Amasecht on Daftes that if somebody expresses a nether, Kenidrei Ksherim, that he says this nether should be a nether, like the Ndarm that are made by Ksherim, Loi Amaklum, it's not considered a valid nether. For as we explained, Ksherim don't make Ndarm. But somebody, when he expressed his nether, said Kenidrei Yushoim Nader Benazar Bekarben Neshua, then the halach is that the nether is a nether. And because Rishoim do make Nedarim. So we see very clearly from that Mishnah that it is the behavior of Rishoyim to make Nedarim. Amra Shuma Nachmeni, Amra Bionison. Kala Koyis. If someone Chasu Shalom gets angry, Kol Mine Gehenim, Shaltim Lov. He gets all types of Gehenim to affect him. And as the Rishonim explain, what is the connection between this Gemara and the previous Gemara? Because typically, when does a person make a nether? Is he gets upset about something. He comes to Kass. And because of that, the Gemara speaks here about Kass. As the Gemara, in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hei Amabeis teaches us, if somebody, out of anger, breaks plates, breaks different vessels in his home, you should look at him as if he's a person, Rachman Tzlan, who worships Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara explains, Shekach Umnosashi Yetzahara. This is the way the Yetzahara operates. Hayoim Aimelah Seikach. He starts off telling him, do this. Until he tells him, do that. Ach Aimelah Avoid Avodah Zarah. Until he's able to convince him to do Avodah Zarah V'Hoylecha Avid. And then, once Rachman Tzlan explains the Ran, a person has come to the status that he's Avid Avodah Zarah, so of course, he falls into Gehenim. The Meiri explains that we don't have to only look at Kass as an issue because it could lead a person to doing Avera. The Meiri explains that Kass itself is in itself a terrible Avera. The Rosh says another pshat, that as we're going to see in our Gemara, Kamina Gehenim doesn't mean when the person is no longer in this world. Kamina Gehenim means that even in this world, an individual who's always upset can't enjoy life in this world. And therefore, Kamina Gehenim Shaltimba, the Kass causes that his life on this world is a life of Gehenim. Shenemar, V'hosu kas melipcha, v'have a rob mepsarcha. Vein royal gehenim, shnema kopal Hashem, lemeneu, v'gam rosh l'yoyim ra. The pasuk is teaching us, explains the Mashah, that gehenim was created for kvod shemayim, because if a person realizes the repercussions of his averis, and he won't do averis, and that will prevent him from, if he realizes the repercussions of doing Averis to fall into Gehenim, that will cause him not to do Averis. A person who gets upset is a person who's going to suffer hemorrhoids. Ezu Dava, what is a disease? Shemachalas Anayim, that causes one to lose his eyesight, or Makas and Venefesh, and to be in pain? Havayim Halotachtonius, the hemorrhoids. Why, explains the Shita, does anger bring to hemorrhoids? He says because the person who gets angry, temperature goes up, and because his temperature, his body temperature goes up, the food that he eats, he's not able to properly digest. And when a person doesn't digest his food properly, he suffers hemorrhoids. Says the Gemara, Ula b'miskel ad Yisrael. When Ula went from Bavotet Yisrael, Islavale tre b'nei chazoi ba'adoi. Two Jews from the city of Chazor traveled with him. Kam chad shachtel chavri. And one came, unbelievable, killed the other one. Amle l'ula yos avdi. And then he asked Ula, the murderer asked Ula, Yos Avdi, did I do the right thing? Amalei, so Ula said, in. Says the Gemara, he not only said you did the right thing, or parlay beis hashchita, he said you should make the cut quicker, that he should die faster. Asa, l'kameid Rabbi Yochanan. And then Ula then came and told Rabbi Yochanan what happened. Amalei, dim l'chas v'sholem, agziki yad aveira. And Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan, maybe what I did was inappropriate, that I encouraged somebody to do an Avera. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, you need not be concerned. Nafshcha atzalta. If not that you said what you said, we see that the person you were traveling with was obviously a very dangerous person. And if you wouldn't have encouraged him, you could be concerned that he would have killed you. Katamar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't understand what happened. Michtiksiv. The pasuk says, "V'nasan Hashem l'cha shom levragos," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you bebavel ksiv. And gavel, in bavel, people suffer from anger management issues. How did such a thing happen at Yisrael? Amalei, Saula responded, "Hahu shata." At that moment, actually, lo yavdina yerdarta. They did not. We did not yet go over at Yisrael, Eva Yardin, and therefore it doesn't have that area where we did this did not have the kedusha of at Yisrael to protect them. So Rosh says that this story where one person murdered the other person actually says the Rosh were Jewish people, and that's the opinion of the Shita as well, and the Pashpasha and the Gemara seems to be that way. The Reim, however, says that Chas v'Shalom, that one Jew should murder another Jew. The Pshat in the Gemara is that it's with Goyim, but even Goyim act differently in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz La'aretz. So the Pashpasha, a parley based Ashkita, means that Ula said it to him because he was concerned, as we see in the Gemara, that if he didn't say something like that to him, who knows what this murderer would do to him. But many who showed him the Ran and the Rosh say that Pshat in the Gemara is entirely different. Ula knew that this person was going to die. He had slit his throat. He had done whatever. He had stabbed him. He knew he was going to die. When you know that that the person is going to unfortunately die, then, and this of course we have to be very careful as we discuss it, we're allowed to do things to hasten the death, that he shouldn't suffer. And the Tveres Yisrael says this, uses this Gemara, that even though there's a halacha of chayecha koidman, that a person has to worry about himself always first, he says that the rule of chayecha koidman, a very big chiddush, that the rule of Chayecha Koidman applies even by Suffolk B'Kuch Nefashas. Let's understand, explains the Tveres Yisrael, Ula's statement. Ula said to him, do what you have to do. Did Ula know for certain that this murderer would kill him? He didn't know for certain that this murderer would kill him. Still, since he was concerned that might happen, he already said that. But the Anayim L'Mishpat and other Achroinim say that, a few points, that the only time we have this halacha is in this case where the person would have died anyway. So since this person was going to die otherwise, that's why Ula was allowed to take this position. However, had the person not for certain going to die, then Ula would have to be much more careful in what he said. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Emek Shaila says that there's a Gemara in Masechta Bava Metzia. The Gemara speaks about Shnaim Shahok B'Derek, two people were traveling, and they only have a very small amount of water. And if both of them are going to divide and drink that water, it's not enough for both of them to survive. If one of them will drink from the water, then that person who drank from the water will be able to survive till they get to a place where there is water. Ben Petura holds that it's better they should both drink, and even though it's putting both of them into danger, and instead of one drinking and the other one expiring. Reb Kiva holds that the person who owns the water should drink, and even though the repercussions drink the entire water, even though, as we just described, the repercussions of drinking the water are quite serious. Why? Because chayecha koidman. And the question here is, says the Emek Shaila, the issue that we just raised from the Tveres Yisrael. How far do we say chayecha koidman? And do we say chayecha koidman even in a case like this where we're not doing something? I saw a very interesting discussion in the Sefer Cheshuki Chemed. Here, Ula was concerned of Achzuki Yodea over Avera. I'm encouraging people to do Avera by this type of behavior. So he discusses a question where somebody was a shatchan, somebody was a matchmaker for a koyin with a grusha. And the halacha is that a kohen, of course, may not marry a grusha. And now the individual who was the matchmaker for that match is asking for shatchanus. And the question is he entitled? He was machzik de'ovir aveira. He says that he caused this couple to do the aveira. So he, the Chashuki Chemin, makes a very interesting distinction. He says that if the shatchin came, was asked by this man, by this woman, to try to find a shidduch for them, so then he's deserving a payment, then they're deserving payment for the work that he was asked to be done. And there's a famous question, he explains, if somebody was paid to do something wrong, is he obligated, as the person who hired him, obligated to pay him? So he quotes a nesivus, when a nesivus seems to suggest that even though, of course, nobody should act in this way, but the halacha is that but nobody should act this way, but I'm entitled to my salary. Whereas in a situation, if somebody approached somebody and wasn't asked to do the job, so it's not that you're obligated to pay me for this. And since I'm not obligated to, I volunteered, I initiated it, and if I initiated an aveira, then it may be different. But the Chashuki Chemet says that it may not be the same. And he gives a number of distinctions. One is that a shatchin is not actually doing the aveira. The aveira is being done by the kohen who marries a woman whom he's not supposed to marry. Another point he makes is that if this shatchin, when he mentioned the shidduch, did not know that this individual was a kohen, so it's a whole different situation. And therefore, the halacha is that in a case where he was asked to do the job, then certainly it seems that he's entitled to get paid. And even in the case where he volunteered, he may have a right to ask for payment. So Rabbi Yochanan told Uli he didn't do the wrong thing because he said, "Nafshcha itzalta, you did the right thing because you were in danger." There's an interesting shaila that also is brought up by the Chashuki Chemed. The Gemara, what happens? He speaks about a situation, Rachman Otzlan, Loyalenu, where terrorists attempted to enter an yeshiva. And somebody went, obviously a courageous individual, took a shtender that was in the base of Medrash, and he took the shtender and threw it at the terrorist, which was able to chase them away, but the shtender broke. So, it's Nafshcha Yitzalta, he saved his life, saved the lives of other people who were there, but is he responsible to pay back for the shtender that he broke? And he paskins that he doesn't have to pay back for that shtender. He quotes a Pnei Yeshua that if he did it for that purpose, then it's mutter. There's an interesting discussion here in the Paiskim where the Halacha Masechta Soita Daf Mem Aleph teaches us that Chanufa, somebody's flattering, somebody who does an Aveira, is considered a very serious Aveira. The Mishnah over there discusses that Agrippus, who was a Jewish king who ruled in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, once broke out in tears after reading in the Torah that as a former slave, he was originally an Eved, he was unfit, api halacha, to serve as a Jewish king. The Chachamim, who were concerned about his reaction, told him, Achinu ata, you are a brother. And the Gemara says that what the Chachamim did in that case was actually considered chanufa, for which they were ultimately killed. So says Rabbi Yoina, that chanufa is considered such a terrible aveira that it's also to flatter a sinner, even if it's at the risk of putting one's life in danger, based on the story with Agrippus. Tosfos disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah, and he brings a raya from our Gemara, where we see that Ula sort of encouraged the murderer, and Rabbi Yochanan said that he was allowed to do so because as nafshcha hutzalta. So, if that's the case, asked the Rishonim, so why would Chachamim held so accountable what they did with Agrippas, if they're allowed to do it? So the Be'er Sheva answers that in the case of the Chachamim, there was no imminent danger to the life of those Chachamim who said Achinu Ata. We don't find, says the Be'er Sheva, that Agrippas was prepared to harm them if they weren't going to encourage him. Only in the case of our Gemara, where Ula was traveling with this murderer and there's a real concern that the murderer, what will he do? That's when he's allowed to do what he has to do, not when there's an imminent danger. Darcha Sadikim gives a different explanation. He says there in the Gemara, where Chachamim spoke to Agrippus in that way, it was done publicly. Whenever something is done publicly, there's a new consideration. And that is the consideration of Chilul Hashem. The story with Ula happened just between Ula and the person he was traveling with. And that's why it's a whole different situation. Another pshat that the Marshal suggests is that in our Gemara, Ula did not in any way suggest to the murderer that he was doing the right thing, that what he was doing was halachically permitted. And therefore, Ula, as Rabbi Yochanan said, es nafshcha hutzalta, he did what he felt was necessary to be done to save himself, was allowed to do it. In that case, as we just quoted, the Ula said, in that case, the Chacham said achinu ata, which could be considered a situation of issuing a wrong psak, where people will think that one is allowed to appoint a king who's an eved. If the issue is going to be a corruption of the halacha, that's a whole different situation. Of course, we can't leave this Gemara without discussing that many Rishonim, as we said before, that Ula said a parley beis hashchita is because Ula wanted him to die quicker. And therefore, Ula was concerned about the benefit of this victim who shouldn't suffer. And the question, the Rav Shlomo Kluger, based on this Gemara, says that one is allowed to take that into consideration in treating a patient. Most Achronim and the Ramah and Yerideya, Simon Shin Lametes Sif Aleph, says, also Ligroim Lemeis Shamas Mehera. A person should die quicker. But, he says, if there's no hope for the individual, you don't have to treat him. And that's the way the Paiskim say. We're not allowed to do anything, Chas V'Shalom, that could hasten the death of a person. The Noda Yehuda discusses this extensively. What is permitted to be done is that we Chas V'Shalom, and of course this should only be done under proper advice, that if we see a person is in a very bad place, we don't have to treat him maybe like we would have treated a patient, but not chas v'shalom to do anything to cause that a person should die quicker. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Kol Koyis, if somebody gets angry, Avshchilu Shchina in Chshuva Kanadai, he doesn't consider Hashem anymore. Shnema, Kirosha Kigoyva Apoy, the Rosha, as he gets upset, Bal Yidrosh, Einal Kim Koma Azimaisov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer part of his consideration. And Rashi explains, the Rasha, when he gets upset and his anger stops to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he stops to think that there's going to be repercussions for what he has done. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Medifti Amar, what is the repercussion of someone getting angry? Meshakech Talmudei, he forgets his learning. Umoysef Tipshis, and he becomes foolish. Shnemar, Kikas Becheik Silim Yenuach. Beksiv Uksil Yifrish Evlas. The foolish person will continue to act the foolish person will continue to act in a very inappropriate way. Continues the Gemara of Nachma Yitzchomer, Bidua, a person who gets angry, it's a simon, it's a proof, Shavanoisa Merubim Mizchiyosov, he does more averis. Shnema Balcha Chema, somebody who gets angry, Ra Pesha, it's a proof that he has many averis. And I saw that Achronim explain that people's chusim come from the Yetzer Tov. And as we've been learning in our shir, the anger comes from the Yetzer Hara. So if this person would be a person that had many schuyas, or even if his mitzvahs and averis were equal, the Yetzer Tov would have prevented him from doing averis. The fact that the Yetzer Tov was not able to prevent him from doing the averis is a proof that he is a Baal Avera. Amar Rav Adi Baruch Hanina, Emalachot Yisrael, if Kla Yisrael had not done averis, Leinitalahem, all they would need to receive were the Chamisha Chamsha Torah, the Sefer Yeshua Bavad. Why is Sefer Yeshua from all the Sifra in the Nevi'im singled out? Shibarka Shach Yisrael Hu, because that shows us the borders of Eretz Yisrael, which of course are critical for us to know. My Tama, what is the reason that only because of our averis, our anger, do we have the nach? Because the pasuk says in Kohelas, "Kibroiv chachma roiv kas." All of the kas came. All of the extra sifrei Tanakh came because roiv kas. So the Rishonim ask that many of the Nevi'im don't speak about Musar. Shir Hashirim is a sefer that speaks about the special relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Tehillim speaks about the different ways that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why should we not have had those Sforim, even if we wouldn't have done Averis? So the Eitz Yosef explains that all of these Sforim, Tehillim and Shir HaShirim, are there to encourage us and help us get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had we not done Averis, then we would have never needed those Sforim to bring us to that Madrega. We would have reached that Madrega just based on our own behavior. So the Meretz Chayis asks, there are many halachas that are learned from Psukim and Tanakh. What would have been in all those Psukim? So I saw that he answers based on the Ramban. The halach is, Ein a Novi Rishoy L'chadish Tov Amata. A Novi is not allowed to add anything in the to what it says in the Chumash. And everything that we have is only to put into writing what we know from Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And because of that, he explains, we would have been able to reach that Madrega of realizing and knowing all these halachas, even if we wouldn't have had them, and only because of our behavior did we have those Sforim. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe asks, we know that the Gemara Masechta Makkos, very famous Gemara Masechta Makkos, Daf Chof Gimel on Beis, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give us the opportunity to do mitzvahs and to learn Torah, Lefika Chibralem Torah Mitzvahs. So ask the Satmar Rebbe, that doing mitzvah, the learning Torah, is a special bracha, and a special opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And why are we saying that we would have been lucky that we wouldn't have had all these Sforim? Says the Gemara that says the Satmar Rebbe that the Medrash says that if somebody does an Avera, what should he do to take away that punishment, take away the repercussions of having done Avera? The Pasuk says, the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, B'tachbulois tasa l'chama l'chama. Imasisa chavilois shal Averis. If you've done many Averis, asay kenegdon chavilois shal mitzvahs. Do many mitzvahs. So the person who did Averis and now wants to do tshuva has to have a lot of Torah to learn. But the person, emolei l'chata Yisrael, so if they wouldn't have done so many Averis, they wouldn't have to learn so much more. But now that we have to be concerned about the Averis that we've done, that's why we have to be much more, we need much more Torah to counteract the effect of those averis. Says the Omer of Asi, if somebody made a shvuah and he used Hashem's name in uttering the shvuah, when we should not be matter such a shvuah. Chutz, except for such a case where somebody said kainim ishtin nenesli, he makes a neder that his wife may not benefit from him. Shekanves gisi, because she stole my wallet. Shikses beni, she hit my son. Venoida, and then it's discovered shloi gomav shloi kasoi, that never happened. Then, even though he made the shvuah that way, we are matter the neder because of shalom bayis. 2 points. 1 point that the Ran makes is that kainim we've learned throughout the Masechta represents a lashon neder, and we're speaking about a shvuah. So the Ran says that even though the Gemara uses kainim as a lashon, which is a lashon neder, it actually means a shvuah. But here we're learning the seriousness of a shvuah that's made with the Shem Hashem. It says, say the Poiskim, the Ramah discusses this in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Yud, that if somebody says a shvuah, he says the word Emes, and we know Hashem Elkim Emes, we know that Emes is the name of Hashem. So when you say a shvuah, or you swear something, and you use the Shem Hashem, our Gemara just said that whenever you use the Shem Hashem, we can't even be matter such a neder. And therefore, one has to be very careful when he says, particularly in Israel, they use this word all the time, be'emet, be'emes, because that may be considered that he's making a shvua. The Shals of Tshuvas Ben Haggis, Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Kuf Chav Hei, says that kvar is harti letzibur. I've told people in drushes, shloi loimer, that they shouldn't say be'emes hayikain. You should not use the word be'emes, because that could represent a very serious shvuah that we can't even use, that we can't even be matter. And that's why the Yisoid V'Sherish Avoida, when says that if somebody wants to say something to someone else, and he wants to show, emphasize how true what he's saying is, he shouldn't use the word emes. He should use the word tamenly, believe me, but don't use the word emes because of what we just learned in our Gemara. Says the Marahuda Soil Kamed Ravasi, there was an individual who came to Ravasi, Omalai, and to be Matanedr, Omala. Ravasi asked the mind the Darta, what was the wording that you used when you made the Shvuah? She said, Belake Yisrael. Amala, Ravasi said to her, E Nadat Bimoyi, Shikunur Ba'alma, if he had used the word Mahi, which we had learned earlier in Amasekta, is a Kinui, Mizdakinalach, I would be mad to your nether. However, hashta, that now we see the line of darti, that you didn't use the word mayi. You used al-kei Yisrael, lemez de kiknaloch, I can't be mad to nether because of what we just learned, that we're not mad to nether for shvuah that was made with the Shem Hashem. So the Mar of Kehana, ikla lebei Rabbi Yosef, Kana once came to the home of Rabbi Yosef, omlei lita mar midi, please eat something, omlei loy. So Rav Kana said no. So, and then he said, Mari, Kula Loyal Timna, I made a shvuah b'mara, that Hashem, that I won't eat in your house. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Kana, Loy Mara Kula Loyal Timna, so the Gemara means to say was that Rabbi Yosef swore to Rav Kana that he won't eat with B'Shem Hashem. Says the Gemara, Ha Nichol L'Rav Kana Dama Loy Mara Kula, that a corner said that he made a shvuah that I won't eat because he didn't want Rabbi Yosef to bother him. Rabbi Yosef, I'm a loy marakula. Rabbi Yosef, why did he answer back, loy marakula, again using the word marakula, that you will eat here. Says, loy marakula, the comrade, do you not make a shvuah in the Shem Hashem? And Hilkach, now that you made a shvuah to Shem Hashem, lay tim to lay. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying was, we understood that he made a shvuah that he will eat, and his response was, I'm making a shvuah, they made a shvuah I won't eat, and he made a shvuah that you will eat. And the question is, why did he have to make such a shvuah? Why was that the response? Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand this episode. The way to understand this episode was that he said, once you made a shvuah that you're not going to, with using Hashem's name, now indeed I'm going to accept it, because there's no way to be mad to such a neder. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman.
Hilchasa, Paischem Charata, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of Shir and in the previous Shir, that if somebody comes and says that he regrets the Shvua that he made, it's acceptable way to be Matan Neder. V'niskakim l'kei Yisrael, and if somebody says a Neder and uses a Shem Hashem, we are going to attempt to be Matan such a Neder's way. Says the Rambam, Shtabak Lei Rava L'Rav Nachman Rav Schoyner. Rava was praising in front of Rav Nachman Rav Schoyner by saying the Adam Gadol Hu, that he's a great person. Amalai, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, Shava L'yotcha V'yel Yadi. If he's such a great person, I'd like to meet him. So when he comes here, please bring him that I would like to meet him. Havle Nidra L'mishra. So Rav Schoyner had made a neder which he wanted to be Matan Neder. Also came to Rav Nachman, came to Rav Nachman. Amalei, so Rav Nachman asked him, Adata Dahacha, when you made the neder, did you have this in mind? This repercussion, Amalei, in. Adata Dahacha, then he asked him a different question, in. Kamna Zimnan, and this dialogue went back and forth many times. Ikvid Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman was upset on Rav Schoyner that he made such a neder that he couldn't be matter. Amalei, Zilakilach, he says, go home. In other words, he was upset with him. Says the Gemara, Nafag Rav Schoyner, Paschal Piskel, and Nafshe. So after this happened, Rav Schoyner now had a way to be Matan Neder. Says the Gemara, what was the way he was Matan Neder? Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rebbe Oime Ezi Derech Shishara, Shiyavaloy Adam, what is the proper way to live? Kol Shi Tveres Loy Sa'a, but Tveres Loy An Adam. That you would live a life that everybody feels that you're living the proper way to live. The Hashpid, that everybody praises you for the way you live. Now, what I did was something that caused Rav Nachman to be upset at me. The hashtag the ikvid Rav Nachman, so that's not considered a life of tferes loyser with tferes loy men adam. As I saw the Mefarshim explain, tferes loyser with tferes loy men adam is to live a life where people will learn from your behavior what is the proper way to live. And he was doing things that, of course, are not the way a person's supposed to live, because he was causing Rav Nachman to be upset with him. And, of course, we're not allowed to live away in a way that we should cause people to be upset with us. And v'shara l'nafshe, and now he had a way to be Matan Neder. Of course, the Rishonim point out, was he Matan Neder himself? Because there's a very big discussion, can somebody be Matan his own Neder? Well, what it meant was, by coming up with this explanation, that was now a good way that somebody could be, that he could go back to the Rav, and based on this, he could be Matan Neder. Of course, the Rishonim ask, it's going to be a very big part of our coming Shir, Mitzvah Shem, that the halacha is, Ein Paischem V'Noilad, that when somebody comes to be Matan Neder, and we have to come up with a reason that the Rav should be Matan Neder, we can't speak about something that was that wasn't in place at the time the neder was stated. So something like this, where he would, had I known that by me making this neder, Rav Nachman would get upset, why is that not considered noilad? So the Rishonim explained that since Rav Schoyner was such a great Talmud Chacham, and he frequented being with Talmid Chachamim, since he was so frequently with Talmid Chachamim, it was a real concern that everything he did had to be viewed that maybe he's going to cause a Talmud Chacham to be upset with him. And that's why it's not considered Noilad.